Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. This week I want to reflect on the recent rains that we've been seeing across South Africa. And in fact, since the start of October, it's been raining for much of the country. And some people have asked the questions of, what do these rains mean for agriculture? Are they causing damages? Should they read them as a positive sign of yet another good agricultural season? Which is the point that I've made in one of the previous segments where I was saying we are in a La Nina period and it looks like it will be positive for agriculture. But I think it's important that we take a step back and say, over the past month, how have these rains actually influenced the agricultural activity? And it has varied largely across all of the agricultural activities. For example, if you were to look in the horticultural space, particularly fruits, we've seen these weather conditions causing a bit of damage in some of the areas. For example, in some of the macadamia plantations and banana plantations in Hazard View area of Mpumalanga, there's been a bit of damage in there, but it's not at scale where we can say it's a national crisis or anything, but it's something that I think it's worth monitoring or worth mentioning to say it hasn't been all positive. Those areas, particularly the heavy winds that accompanied rainfall in those areas, they've caused a bit of damage, which we've seen reported by the colleagues that are farming there. But in some of the phone calls, for example, that I've made within the citrus industry to ask some colleagues at CGA whether they are receiving any reports, and I would say so far, as I record this podcast, I haven't really heard anything of negative in that space. If anything, I think there is an improvement in dam levels in some of the areas, and this water will be beneficial when we are outside of the rainfall cycle and people need to irrigate. So the picture is mixed on a fruit space, I would say. Those macadamia colleagues and some banana orchards within the Mpumalanga area, there has been a challenge of those heavy winds. Now, going forward, of course, we will be watching to see if we will be receiving rainfall of same magnitude as what we saw for much of October, which means there will be heavy winds and all of those things, and what impact will those have. Our hope is that the rainfalls could be a bit more moderate, as some of the initial La Nina forecasts were already saying, talking about a relatively more moderate. But of course, the latest reports that are coming out of South African Weather Service, they are seeing a normal La Nina, but we'll be watching to see then what happens in those areas. The citrus is still fairly well, and all of the other fruits, we haven't heard much. I did try to get a sense of what's going on in the avocado space, and so far I haven't really heard much of the negatives in that space. So we can take the horticulture space, particularly fruit, as mixed, but broadly positive, with the exception of those two that I have mentioned. Of course, horticulture is not only fruit, it is also vegetables. And on a vegetable space, heavy rainfall for a prolonged period could cause a bit of damage. We saw, for example, last year where in some of the tomato fields in the northern part of South Africa, there were all difficulties about the quality, delays in harvesting and all of those things. So that's something to watch as the season progresses. But so far as I record the session, there isn't much that we've heard of the negative in that space. But that's something to watch as the season progresses. In the livestock industry, which is also an important one, because I mean, livestock in South Africa makes up about half of the gross value added of the sector. If you look at the agricultural gross value added, the value of this sector, about 48% is livestock. So that's almost half of our space. So it's important that we pay attention about what's happening in the livestock industry. The heavy rains of the past few weeks have a positive in a sense that they lead to improvements in the felt for natural grazing and all of those things. So there is a positive there. The negative, or something that we have to watch, is of course that with higher temperatures, heavy rains, disease occurrences is likely also to be frequent. I mean, diseases such as red water, heart water, RVF, blue tongue, horse sickness, these are all the diseases that I think farmers should watch and say, as the season progresses with these heavy rains and high temperatures, you should be on alert so that if there is a bit of an outbreak or one notices some in their farms, they're able to take care of that. My thinking where I sit, I think where it's possible to vaccinate, it's better to just vaccinate your livestock so that at least in this tough period of heavy rains and high temperatures, one knows that they've done what they can to ensure that their livestock is in good health. Within the field crops, the picture there is also mixed. Starting off, for example, with sugarcane, because sugarcane important and largely in Mpumalanga and in KZN, which are some of the provinces that have also been receiving heavy rainfall. In the reports we have and the calls we've made to our colleagues, for example, at SA Cane Growers Association, we're not hearing a lot about damages on that side. If anything, I think for growing conditions so far, the rains have been broadly positive. There are a lot of things, of course, happening in South Africa's sugar industry. You have to do with Tongaat-Huillets and all of those. But those are things that we can discuss in another session. But in as far as the growing conditions of the sugar cane on the ground, it looks like the recent rains have generally been positive on that. Of course, then the field crops are brought. It includes also grains and the oil seeds. And in the grain space, I've noted in one of the previous podcast sessions that the planting starts around about 15th of October in the eastern region of South Africa to central. Then from central South Africa all the way to the western regions, planting usually starts from about mid-November going into mid-December. So far, there's been some good progress, but not in the pace that one would desire. For example, I was just looking at the surveys that have been done by our colleagues at Grain South Africa, looking at Mpumalanga to say how is the progress with soybean planting. So far, the colleagues in Mpumalanga, they've planted about 40% of the area that they intended to plant. And this is slightly behind the typical planting progress in there, but of course still in line with what with last year, I would say, because in the 2021-22 season we had heavy rainfalls which delayed planting by almost a month. So the fact that they've still planted 40% now and they are already out of the optimal planting season, because the optimal planting period is 15th of October going into mid-November. That doesn't mean that there will be a major issue. The reason the optimal planting period exists in that way is that later on in a season, if one plants outside of that window, they risk being in a situation where crops are affected by frost. But if you think back over the past five seasons or so in South Africa, we've rarely seen frost negatively affecting crops. So we hope that this time around, even though farmers have planted 40% so far, the past few days have been fairly warm across the country. I hope that there could be some bit of progress in the plantings and they'll be able to close off the intended area within Mpumalanga as well as the KZN and the other province. And in fact, in KZN, farmers have made some good progress because in the soybean area, they've planted roughly about 80% of the intended area. In terms of maize, they've planted about 50% of the intended area. Maize planting also in Mpumalanga, they've started to gain a bit of momentum. The Eastern Cape is pretty much same numbers as KZN. There's been good progress so far, but of course, they need a bit of warmer conditions so that they can be able to finish the planting. The area that has been struggling with heavy and wet conditions, per se, is the Free State, because in the Eastern Free State, for example, it's very wet in some areas, and some people that follow agriculture closely, they probably saw even the reports and some photos that were released by our friends in Free State agriculture, which they were saying, hey, look, it's not looking well and it's delaying activity in the fields. It's very wet, and I think they are right onto that. So far, with the numbers that we have, it looks like the Free State is still in a bit of a back footing. About 40% of maize and soybean has been planted in Eastern Free State so far. And then I think they will be able to proceed as soon as the soils are able to drain some of the water that we see in some areas. But with that being said, I would say there's no need to panic as yet. about South Africa's agricultural conditions in general, because we saw similar situations like this in the Free State. Even last year, Western Free State, which was wet for quite some time, and plantings only progressed at a later stage. In fact, much of the areas they planted in January this year, which was almost a month and a couple of days beyond the optimal planting season. The western regions of Free State are also wet, even though some people have started to prepare the soils. So we will see what happens in the coming days. It's the same story with the Northwest, because the Northwest, the optimal planting period is between mid-November going all the way to mid-December. So there's still time there to plant sunflowers, white maize, and the other things. And I think we will be watching to see how the season progresses as we proceed. But so far, the rainfalls have been roughly positive, but in some areas we've got more rainfall than what we've bargained for. And I think that we'll need a couple of relatively drier weeks so that we can be able to dry off the soil. And once there is a bit of a window, South African farmers, from what I've seen in the past, they are able to plant quite sizable area in a space of days. And we do have the machinery, the skill and the capability to be able to do that. And that's the message actually that we're getting, because I did make some calls to our friends at Grain SA to try to get a sense from them. And I think they also hoping and holding a positive spirit. And if you were to think about the seed sales, fertilizer sales, agricultural machinery sales, all of those, they've been positive, painting to a picture which farmers are eager for the new season. So broadly speaking, I would say the past few weeks' rainfall, which since the start of October, have been positive in terms of improving soil moisture, but the consequences of it are mixed. The disruption that I've mentioned in the macadamia, as well as some banana fields, but not at a scale that we should worry at a national level. But I think it's worth acknowledging, because those are people's property and people's fields. In the grain industry, excessively wet in parts of our Free State, but we hope that over the coming few weeks or days, it will be able to remain fairly dry, drain up that, and the activity to proceed. And we hope that there won't be a lot of replanting that will happen, because replanting at these higher input costs would be fairly heavy burden for farmers. Last year, there was a bit of a replanting. Rainfall had damaged some of the fields, and that was costly, because if you are replanting with these higher fertilizer, higher fuel prices, that's a heavy burden to carry. But we will be watching about how things progress, and I think the only thing that one could say is that for the livestock guys, remain vigilant, vaccinate where you can in the crops, and also horticulture. It's the same thing to really watch these weather conditions. And hopefully we will get good windows where we can progress, and that we won't have disruptive winds in the horticulture space that could disrupt our agricultural activity. That's the roundup or summary of how I see the early start of these rains impact in agriculture. And I thought it was important to go through this, because some people have been wondering and asking about it. I'll come back in the next week with a focus on other things that I think are important for the agricultural economy, either for South Africa or broadly global issues. I'll bring it up that in the coming weeks. That's it for now. My name is Wandile Sihlobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria. You can read more about some of the things that I write in my blog, which is wandilesihlobo.com, or in the organization that I work for, which is the Agricultural Business Chamber. All of that is found in can be found in www.agbiz.co.za, www.agbiz.co.za. That's it from me. Thank you for listening.